Well, we started our day with our regular morning Mass. We have Mass every day in our chapel. And certainly our Mass today was said for Natalie and her family. And as I said, most of our students don't know her, but a good many of the faculty taught her, knew her. So as I said to them, whether you know her or not, your prayers are the thing that are the most helpful. So I encouraged as many of the students as possible to come to Mass. We had a great turnout, faculty and students. And I guess most of the talk is, I mean, a lot of the stories are, do you remember this with Natalie, and do you remember that? And that's always helpful to people. You need to go back and talk about the person, talk about the memories, talk about the fun times. So that's really been what's going on today.
Can you tell us, obviously you were there when she was there.
Yes.
Can you tell us about what you remember about her? She sounded like a wonderful young lady and a very caring individual.
Well, she was beloved by faculty and students in the school, not just members of her class of 2007, but by the other students because she was so spirited. Her enthusiasm, she lit up a room when she would walk into it. She had a great, great smile, and I think a lot of people are remembering that. She was kind to everybody, nice to everyone. She was one of those really friendly people who would just say hi to everyone. And I think the other thing that everybody remembers her for, she was a good student, but everybody remembers her with her swimming. And it wasn't because she bragged about it. She was very humble. But I'll tell you, she could fly through the water, and she did. People would sit at swim meets just with their mouths hanging open, watching her. And what a terrific talent that she, you know, continued to pursue. And I thought that was wonderful. I'm not surprised she did so well in college. She was talented, and she shared that talent.
I understand she even set some records for swimming at the time.
She did, and I think some of them are still standing as well. She just, and like I said, she was humble. She didn't brag about any of it. She was a member of the swim team. When you see her in pictures, she's with the whole team, and I think that speaks to her leadership. She was part of the group, and that's what brought other people along. I think the other great memory and the thing that I would say to her was incredible is that every year, even after she graduated, she and her mom would come for our golf tournament. You know, even as a graduate, she was back being a part of the community, and they would volunteer their time to take pictures. They'd be there to say hi to everybody. So I remember telling her how proud I was.
Have you heard from that class of 2007? Have you heard from folks at all?
I believe that, you know, certainly a lot of our classes have their Facebook pages, and there has been lots and lots of sharing and talking through that as well. So I do think that within those classes, we may do a Mass after. Many of them are out of town. But I think maybe we'll try to put together something where the graduates could come back and have a special Mass and a time together. And even this coming weekend is our alumni reunion weekend, so I know that as part of that, she will be remembered and spoken about too.
How will the school try to remember her?
Sure, and I don't know exactly what that'll be. I mean, we have Mass, as I said, we have Mass every morning. We will say Mass every morning in her memory. And when the family is back, we're a little bit on hold until we do touch base with them. But as we move forward, whether it be a memorial, a scholarship, or something, we are certainly on board to do whatever that could be that they're going to feel good about.